Petey was out sailing with his crewmates. Off in the distance, he saw a big ship. This ship was coming closer and closer to Petey. And the ship was huge. It was even bigger than Petey's. And Petey thought he had a big ship. The ship was even bigger. And as they got closer and closer, they noticed something very strange. On the front of the boat was a giant snake head. And it came closer and closer. No, it's just part of the ship. They got closer and closer. They soon saw that it was another pirate ship. But unlike Petey the pirate, who's a nice pirate, this pirate looked like it was not very nice. And they came close to Petey, and they threw ropes onto Petey's boat, and they all tried to come onto the boat. But Petey was ready for them, and he cut all the ropes away before they could slide down the ropes and get onto Petey's ship. And they tried this over and over again, but Petey kept cutting the ropes, so they could not get on the ship. Then they tried to turn the ship so close to Petey's boat that they could jump off. They were going to try to jump off from one boat to the other, but Petey just turned his ship away. And then the other ship sent out a wooden plank, and it hit the deck of the other ship. And now all the people were running down into it, and it was turning into a big, giant mess. And the other pirate ship, they were throwing ropes onto the ship and trying to get on. Petey kept cutting them away. And this was making the other pirate upset, because the other pirate heard that there was a pirate sailing around with all kinds of food, especially coconuts, that would last for months and months and months. And this pirate wanted to steal all those coconuts and take them for himself. But Petey would not let this happen. Over and over again, he would repel them from coming onto his ship. He would make sure that they could not get onto his ship. Finally, after doing this for a while, the other ship quit trying to get onto Petey's ship. But Petey could see in the distance a man coming out who looked different than anybody he'd ever seen before. And this pirate said, "Ahoy, my name is Snakehead, and I heard that you have all kinds of fruits and coconut to last for a very long time. We will let you live and not do anything mean to you if you just go and get us the food and give it to us." And Petey said, "But Snakehead, that's not right. We worked hard to get all that food. Why should you just be able to come up and take it?" And the pirate said, "Gar, that's my job as a pirate, to take things when people don't want them taken." And they went on and on and on. But soon, Petey had an idea. And he told the captain to stay on his ship, and that he would bring over some food to share. And he started doing that. They started bringing some food up onto the deck of the boat. And one by one, they threw the food over to Snakehead the pirate. But as they did it, they knew when Petey got all the food and stuff onto the deck of the pirate ship, he started throwing all the food over to the other pirates. And he started with a little bit. But then he told the pirates, "Oh, you wanted the coconuts, didn't you?" And so Petey started throwing coconuts down and down and down. What the pirates didn't know is that Avon had put gunpowder in one of the coconuts and lit the fuse and put it inside the coconut. So they couldn't even know that the fuse was lit. So when they put that coconut under the hull of the ship and it caught on fire, it went kaboom, and it blew up all of the bad pirates on the other ship. And they all sank down underwater slowly. And once they did that, then Petey knew that it was just time to sail home. And then, once the other ship blew up, Petey and his crewmates tried to sail away as quickly as possible. They wanted nothing else to do with this pirate named Snakehead. He did not seem like a nice pirate at all. Then they came across another boat off in the distance. This time, it looked much more organized. There were somebody to do all of the work, and other people to do all of the cooking and cleaning up. They did this over and over again until the ship was very, very clean. But they were still very tired from sailing from one side of the ocean to the other. But this time, they found a nice rock, and they tied their boat up to it. And everybody on the boat went to sleep. When Petey woke up the next morning, he noticed something very strange. None of the water or the juice was full. And they were always full. And then, after they woke up, they sailed the ship all around, looking for cool places to see. They stopped at one place that had a giant hippopotamus. And after that, they went and then they opened it up. And inside of that was the case. And Petey sailed and sailed and sailed. Then he came across something else. It was another pirate ship. Why were there so many pirate ships out here? But this pirate ship had cannons. And it shot cannons at Petey's boat. Kabloom, kabloom. And big giant boulders came and hit Petey's boat. And it put a hole in the side of Petey's boat. And it started to sink slowly, slowly, slowly. And finally, they decided that they couldn't leave that there. So they got it. And they turned around quickly before the pirate ship could shoot more of the giant cannonballs at Petey. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. This time they almost hit the ship. And Petey was very scared of the giant cannonball. So he turned the ship away from the boat that had the cannonballs. But in the meantime, one of them hit Petey's boat. And it caught on fire. And it was slowly, slowly burning. They tried everything they could think of to get the fire out. But it kept going and going. They could not and did not know what to do. All of a sudden, their eldest son decided that only way to get confidence is to ask for what you need. And Petey said, right. Well, this one had ice cream, and the other one had ice cream too. But I'm here all by myself. Can I have some coffee? And he looked at him funny, but he shook his head and gave him some. And then he made some coffee, and he felt better and better. And then a scary wolf jumped off the other pirate ship towards Petey's ship. But right before they got there, Petey put his arms up and slapped it back and forth, until he could not move anymore. The end.